This is Documentary First, The Deep Dive, where I take an insight from a recent podcast conversation, plumb its depths, and see what gold we can bring to the surface. I'm Christian Taylor. Let's dive in. This is actually our very first podcast of The Deep Dive. So let me tell you what this is. On the main Documentary First podcast, I interview filmmakers about their work. But sometimes a guest says something that sticks with me long after we stop recording, something I want to sit with, unpack, and explore a little more deeply. So that's what this show is. One idea, one conversation. Let's get started and see where it takes us. All right, I want you to imagine you're standing in an ancient Egyptian tomb. A sarcophagus is being opened for the first time in thousands of years, and you're the one holding the camera. Well, that's where filmmaker Jeffrey Roth found himself, and what he said about that moment has stuck with me, and it took me right back to my own filmmaking journey. You might be able to relate. And when we posted this clip on social media, thousands of you responded. So I thought, what better way to kick off this new podcast than to dig into why this moment resonates so deeply? All right, Jeffrey Roth is a documentary filmmaker whose work has taken him to extraordinary places, including Egypt, where he was embedded with an archaeological team uncovering ancient tombs. Here's what he told me. Let me play the clip for you.
And you were going into tombs. I mean, the things that I thought were nuts is that he was going down into, you know, tunnels. They're not tunnels. They're
shafts or tombs.
Shafts down into the tombs to see a sarcophagus open for the first time. And you guys were in there seeing what he was seeing for the first time. I mean, how amazing.
Literally is mind blowing. Because, you know, you want to make movies and you want to do things, but then you realize over there, no, this is real. I mean, and you're in places that you never thought you would be, let alone rolling cameras or calling action or whatever you're doing.
That line, you realize, no, this is real. That's what I want to dig into today. I remember two moments in my life where I tried to say words out loud and they almost wouldn't come. The first was when I decided to call myself an actor. I felt like it was a lie. Like, who was I kidding? What had I ever actually done? And the second was when I was raising money for a film I hadn't even made yet, telling people I was a filmmaker. A filmmaker. It like felt so ridiculous. Like I was playing dress up. But then one day I landed at Charles de Gaulle Airport in France with a crew of 10 people and a whole lot of film equipment. We rented a van and drove out to Normandy. And before I knew it, I found myself standing at Brécourt Manor, the most famous house on D-Day, the farm that Dick Winters and Easy Company of the 101st Airborne Division liberated off Utah Beach. I was interviewing the son of the owner of the manor. I was standing in that field, walking in the footsteps of that hero. And a voice in my head just kept saying, how did I get here? It was surreal, honestly. Disbelief, wonder, gratitude, and this overwhelming joy all at once. And what kept me present, honestly, was the story we were capturing. Charles told us about a young German soldier who had been stationed on the property. He was just a boy. He didn't want to fight for the Germans, but he didn't have a choice. And he would just cry every day. The whole crew was in tears, including me. That story, that human moment, it anchored me. It reminded me why I was there. I never expected to finish that film. And once I did, I never expected it to be any good or get into a film festival. The first film festival I submitted to was the Chagrin Documentary Film Festival, a strong documentary film festival. And I only applied because one of the Band of Brothers actors told me to. And I got in. I got accepted. How fitting. Not only did I get in, I won Best Emerging Filmmaker. I mean, come on. How crazy was that? When we debuted The Rough Cut on Utah Beach, I was absolutely terrified. Would the file play? Would the French audience understand it? Would they like it? I had no clue. I had no idea. But underneath the panic, I was super proud. Like, it was only 18 months earlier, and the film didn't even exist. And now here it was, 2 hours of something I had made, playing on Utah Beach where it all happened, like 72 years earlier, no, 75 years earlier. Incredible. Here's what I've learned about these moments. They don't feel the way you expect them to. You think you'll arrive and finally feel confident. You think the doubt will disappear, but it doesn't. You're still you, just in an extraordinary situation. There's a concept in psychology called hedonic adaption. It's the idea that we adjust to new circumstances faster than we think. Win the lottery, and within a year, you're back to your baseline happiness. The same thing happens with creative breakthroughs. You finish the film, you get into the festival, you stand in the field you dreamed about, and before you've even let it sink in, your brain is already on to the next worry, the next goal, the next thing you haven't done yet. So the discipline, and it is a discipline, is to stay present, to not let the moment pass while you're busy panicking about whether the file will play, to look around and say, I'm here, this is real, I made this happen, not with arrogance, with wonder, because you worked for this. You are allowed to feel it. So, what do you do with all this? How do you stay present when the dream becomes real? Well, here's what I tell you. First, breathe. Seriously, take a breath. Let yourself feel it. This exact moment will never come again. Don't let the anxiety or the busyness or anyone else rob you of the wonder. Second, think about the people who helped you get here. Feel the gratitude, and when you can, tell them. Third, understand that this is a mountaintop moment, and mountaintop moments don't last. They're not supposed to. We come down off the mountaintop so we can climb again. But here's a danger. If you tie your identity to being on the mountaintop, you'll start to see every valley as a failure. And valleys aren't failures. They're just part of the terrain. Learn to ride the highs with joy and the lows with steadiness. Now, at the beginning of this episode, I ask you to imagine standing in an ancient tomb, camera in hand, watching history unfold. My question for you is this: what's your version of that moment? Maybe it's already happened. Maybe it's still ahead. Either way, stay present for it. I'm Christian Taylor. See you next time. To learn more about Jeffrey Roth and his work, check out the links in the show notes, or go back and listen to our full conversation on Documentary First.
Hey, everybody. This podcast is brought to you by Documentary First Productions, and we need your support so that we can keep preserving history. If you could go over and grab some merch or watch our films at documentaryfirst.com, you'll help us keep making awesome documentaries and sharing the stories that matter, and also bring amazing filmmakers and their wonderful films to the world. So thank you so much for listening, and thank you for visiting documentaryfirst.com.